Life's like a river in full flow. Technology changes, markets shift, people grow and adapt. And there you are, standing on the bank, deciding if you're going to step in or stay where it's safe and familiar. Now here's the sobering part. If you choose to stand still, you're not actually standing still. You're moving backward. The current of progress sweeps past and leaves you further behind with every hour you hesitate. It's not just that others are moving ahead, no. Progress punishes stagnation. If you're not careful, the opportunities you dreamed of, the chances you thought you'd have, those can pass you by so quietly you won't even notice until it's too late. There's a cost to waiting. Maybe you felt it. That subtle ache of regret when you realize something changed and you didn't change with it. Maybe it's a new technology that came to your industry. Maybe it's a new attitude required for success in your relationships. Whatever it is, life sends out signals. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it shouts. And if you're not paying attention, the message is simple. Get better or get left behind. Now I've seen it happen. People who were talented, even brilliant, but they thought yesterday's effort was enough for today's reality. They trusted their old skills, their old habits, and they missed the turning point. The world doesn't honor what you did last year. It's always interested in what you can do today. If you stand still in a world that demands forward motion, you might wake up and realize you're not even in the race anymore. I remember when I was just getting started, watching how quickly things changed, not just in business, but in every part of life. It was a revelation. The only real security is found in constant improvement. There's no safety in the comfort zone. That's just an illusion, a trap for the unwary. And don't get me wrong, change isn't always easy. It can be uncomfortable. But here's the secret. Growth and comfort never ride the same horse. If you want to keep up with a changing world, you can't let yesterday's victories make you complacent. You have to wake up every morning with the mindset that today is a new challenge. Today is a new opportunity. So ask yourself, are you moving forward or are you just hoping the world will slow down? Are you developing new skills, learning new ideas, staying alert to the changes around you? Because the world doesn't wait. Those who stand still, who stop growing, who stop paying attention, they fall behind. Not because they weren't good, but because they stood still while the world kept turning. If you want a better future, don't ask life to go easy on you. Ask yourself to get stronger, to get wiser, to get faster. The world will keep moving with or without you. Better to be running with it than watching it disappear in the distance. So let's talk about improvement. Not perfection, just improvement. There's a big difference. You don't have to be the best in the world. That's a heavy burden. What matters is being better than you were yesterday. That's a target you can hit every single day. And the beauty is, progress like that, no matter how small, has a way of compounding. It adds up. Like putting just a little bit of money away each week. You look up one day and you're amazed at how far you've come. It's a law I learned early on. If you commit to continuous improvement, even in small ways, you start to separate yourself from the masses. Most people are satisfied with average. Most people settle for familiar routines. But a little edge, a little extra effort, that's what makes all the difference. If you read 10 pages of a good book a day, just 10 pages, in a year you'll have read about a dozen books. Think about that. While everyone else is caught up in distractions, you've quietly built an edge, not by being perfect, but by being consistent. That's the power of compounding. Not just in money, but in skills, in knowledge, in relationships, in everything that matters. You learn a new technique in your trade and use it daily. Over time, you become the expert people seek out. You improve your communication just a bit, and soon your influence grows. It doesn't take giant leaps. It's small steps, repeated day after day. Now, improvement demands honesty. You have to look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth about where you are and where you want to be. Sugarcoating doesn't help. When you see a gap, you work to close it. When you stumble, you use it as feedback, not failure. This is how you build character. This is how you become someone others respect and trust. People want to follow those who are committed to growth, not those who believe they've arrived. You see, the world respects those who keep sharpening the saw, who keep updating their skills, upgrading their mindset, refining their habits. They're the ones who are ready when opportunity comes knocking. And let me tell you, opportunity comes to the prepared. If you're ready, you catch it. If you're not, it passes by and finds someone who is. Every day is a new test. Are you moving forward, even by a fraction? Are you reading something that stretches your thinking? Are you practicing something that strengthens your craft? The key is to make it a habit. Once it's a habit, it's almost automatic. And habits, over time, shape destinies. The most dangerous words in personal development are, "I already know that." The minute you believe there's nothing left to learn, you close the door on improvement. Stay teachable. Stay open. There's always another level. There's always a next step. So start with what you have. Improve what you can. One small upgrade at a time. It's not about revolutionizing your life overnight. It's about making sure you're not the same person you were last week. Keep moving the needle, inch by inch, day by day. Remember, you don't have to be the best. You just have to be better than you were yesterday. Do that and watch how quickly life starts to open up. But here's what we got to watch out for. Comfort. I mean, it sounds good, doesn't it? A nice chair, a familiar routine, a job you can do with your eyes closed. But comfort, my friends, is a silent thief. It sneaks in quietly. No alarms, no flashing lights. It just settles around you, makes you feel safe. And before you know it, you're standing still. Progress has quietly slipped out the back door. The danger with comfort is how slowly it does its work. When you first step inside that comfort zone, it feels like a reward for all your past efforts. You tell yourself you've earned it, and maybe you have. But stay there too long, and the reward becomes a prison. You stop stretching, you stop reaching, and that's when decline begins. Not with a crash, but with a gentle slide. I've seen it happen. People get comfortable with their income, their skills, their relationships. They stop asking tough questions. They stop pushing their limits. And the world doesn't stop with them. It just keeps moving forward. Suddenly, a younger competitor shows up, full of ambition. A new technology changes the landscape. A friend or partner outgrows the old ways. And you're left wondering, what happened? It's a painful realization, discovering that comfort is the enemy of progress. Growth is never found where it's easy. If you want to make something of your life, if you want to stay relevant, you have to become a little uncomfortable on purpose. That means setting new challenges. That means saying yes to things that scare you a little. That means refusing to let yesterday's victories lull you to sleep. Now, I'm not saying you should reject every moment of rest. Rest has its place. But don't let comfort become your permanent address. Use comfort as a brief stop, not a final destination. Get in, recharge, then get back out on the road, because the moment you stop stretching, you start declining. It's as true in business as it is in your health, your relationships, your thinking. Ask yourself, when was the last time you did something for the first time? When was the last time you allowed yourself to be a beginner again? To risk looking foolish, to admit you didn't have all the answers? That's where growth lives. It's on the other side of fear. It's hiding in the discomfort. Most people avoid it. Winners seek it out. Think of the athlete who trains early in the morning, long after the applause has faded. Think of the entrepreneur who learns a new skill, even when the old ways still work. Think of the parent who reads one more book to become a little wiser for their children. Every one of them has learned to trade comfort for growth. The choice is simple, but not always easy. Growth demands discomfort, but the pain of discipline is always lighter than the pain of regret. If you ever catch yourself settling in for a long stay in comfort, remember the world outside is moving. The world outside is changing. And only those willing to leave comfort behind will catch up and move ahead. So stretch. Take on a new challenge. Shake up your routine. Seek out what's uncomfortable. Because that's where you'll find your next level. The comfort zone might be a nice place to visit, but you can't build your future there. And here's the key. This is what gives the winners their edge, the learning advantage. In a world where everything moves faster every day, those who keep learning stay ahead. Curiosity isn't just a trait for children. It's a requirement for adults who want to keep winning. The day you lose your curiosity, that's the day you start falling behind. Some people treat learning like a phase. They finish their schooling, get their diploma, and close the last book they ever intend to read. They think the classroom is the only place for education. Let me tell you, that kind of thinking is a recipe for getting left behind. Life is a classroom, and every day brings a new lesson. You can learn from a book, a conversation, a mistake, or even a quiet moment alone. The key is to stay open, to stay hungry for knowledge. Winners are readers. Winners are listeners. They seek out those who know more, who've gone further, who've done what they hope to do. They read books, not just for entertainment, but for insight. They listen to tapes and lectures while others are busy with distractions. They're not afraid to be students again, no matter how successful they've become. And here's what makes learning so powerful. It turns time into leverage. You can learn in a few hours what took someone else years of trial and error to discover. You don't have to repeat every mistake if you're willing to learn from someone else's experience. That's the shortcut. That's how you compress decades into days, how you leap ahead while others are still trying to figure it out from scratch. When I started taking learning seriously, I realized every book I read was a bridge over the gap between where I was and where I wanted to be. Every new idea was a tool. Every bit of wisdom was a stepping stone. I learned that education is the great equalizer. It doesn't matter where you start or what your background is. If you commit to learning, you give yourself a shot at greatness. Look at the most successful people in any field. They're always learning. The athlete watches game film after everyone else has gone home. The business leader studies market trends before the competition even realizes there's been a change. The parent listens to wise advice and adapts for the good of the family. Winners stay curious. Losers say, "I already know enough." The world will always pay extra for expertise. It rewards those who have turned knowledge into skill and skill into results. But here's the catch. Learning can't be a one-time event. It has to be a lifestyle. You have to set aside time for it, protect it, make it non-negotiable. Even if it's just a few minutes a day, those minutes add up over the years. One new idea could be the spark that changes everything. If you're willing to read, to listen, to ask questions, you'll find that education multiplies your chances. You become more valuable, more adaptable, more confident, and you'll never run out of opportunities because you're always ready for what comes next. So never stop learning. Never believe you've outgrown the student's chair. Let curiosity pull you forward. Let wisdom light the path. Because the more you know, the further you'll go. That's the learning advantage. And it's available to anyone who decides to use it. Now let's talk about one of the hardest and most important parts of getting better. The feedback factor. Improvement. Real improvement. Only happens when you're willing to look at the facts. Not just the good ones, but the tough ones. You can't fix what you refuse to see, and you can't improve what you ignore. Now, most people avoid feedback like it's a dentist appointment. They want to hear what's pleasant, what confirms their beliefs. But growth begins where ego ends. The only way to make real progress is to let down your guard and say, tell me the truth. How am I really doing? What could I do better? Where are my blind spots? You see, honest feedback is a gift, but sometimes it comes wrapped in sandpaper. It can sting, no doubt about it. It's not easy hearing you miss the mark or that your work isn't quite as good as you hoped. But that sting, that discomfort, is what sharpens you. It's what makes the next effort better than the last. I remember plenty of times when someone pointed out a weakness in my approach. My first reaction was to defend, to explain, to justify. But with time, I realized that if you always have to be right, you'll never get better. The best way to grow is to invite correction, not avoid it. When someone cares enough to give you honest feedback, they're giving you the keys to your own improvement. Now, feedback comes in many forms. Sometimes it's direct, from a mentor, a coach, a friend. Sometimes it's indirect. The results you're getting, the responses you notice, the patterns that keep showing up in your life. If you're not getting the results you want, that's feedback. If your relationships feel strained, that's feedback. If your energy is low, your motivation fading, your days starting to blur together, that's feedback too. Life is always sending signals. The question is, are you listening? Here's a simple rule. Ask more questions. Don't be afraid to solicit advice, to look for the wisdom in someone else's perspective. Even criticism can be valuable if you know how to separate the helpful from the hurtful. Take what helps you grow. Leave the rest behind. But never close your ears completely. Sometimes the message you most need to hear is the one you least want to receive. Remember, ego is a fragile thing. It wants to be protected. But real confidence comes from knowing you can face the facts and still improve. You can adjust, adapt, and keep moving forward. That's the power of humility. The person who says, "Show me what I can do better," will always outgrow the person who says, "I'm already doing fine." So, make feedback your ally. Invite it, embrace it, learn from it. Don't wait until the world shouts at you. Listen when it's still a whisper. Every bit of correction is a chance to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. If you can, get good at this. If you can welcome feedback, use it, and let it make you better, you'll separate yourself from the crowd, because most people won't do it. But you're not most people. You're here to get better, not just to get by. Now I want to talk about something that's not glamorous, but it's absolutely essential, the discipline of practice. Now everyone loves the idea of excellence, but few want to do what it really takes to earn it. Here's the truth. Repetition is the mother of mastery. Nobody stumbles into greatness by accident. Excellence is built, not found. You look at any top performer in any field. And what you'll see behind the scenes is practice, long hours, countless repetitions, small improvements added up over time. They keep going, even when motivation fades. They know motivation is fickle. Discipline, on the other hand, is steady. It's what gets you out of bed when you don't feel like it. It's what carries you through the dull, quiet work that nobody else is willing to do. When you practice your craft day in and day out, you're not just going through the motions. You're refining, adjusting, learning. Every repetition plants another seed of skill, another layer of confidence. The piano player, the athlete, the speaker, the business owner, none of them reached the top because they practiced only when it was convenient or exciting. They showed up on the hard days. They practiced when nobody was watching. I remember my own first attempts at speaking. If you could have seen me, you would have laughed. Nervous, stumbling, unsure. But you practice and you improve. You practice and you get just a little better each time. Pretty soon, what was once awkward becomes second nature. That's how all progress is made. One honest attempt after another. Now it's tempting to look for shortcuts. It's tempting to look for the magic secret. People say, what's the one thing I can do to guarantee success? The answer is simple, but it isn't easy. You keep showing up. You do the work when the mood is past. You practice until it becomes a part of you. Mastery is earned in the lonely hours, in the repetition, in the relentless pursuit of getting just a bit better every day. Ask yourself, what's the one area of your life that deserves more practice? Maybe it's your health, your business, your relationships, your communication. Pick something and give it the time it needs. Schedule it. Protect it. Make it non-negotiable. The best don't leave practice to chance. They build their life around it. There's something else practice does. It builds resilience. When you keep practicing, you develop the grit to get up when you fall, to adjust when things don't go your way. The path to mastery is full of mistakes, full of setbacks, but every setback is just a setup for another round of practice. Let the world chase quick results. Let others quit when it gets boring or hard. You focus on the discipline of practice. Because when the big opportunity comes, and it will, you want to be ready, not rusty. You want your skills sharp, your mind clear, your habits strong. Excellence is not luck. It's not reserved for the few. It's reserved for the faithful, for those who practice long after the excitement is gone. So get in the habit of practice. Repetition, discipline, patience. These are the tools that turn ordinary into extraordinary. Here's what we need to do. We need to take a close look at something that's undoubtedly shaping your future every day, whether you realize it or not. And that's the company you keep. The people around you have more influence than you might think. Their attitudes, their habits, their standards, their ambitions. Like it or not, these things are contagious. You can't help but absorb a little bit from everyone you spend time with. The question is, what are you absorbing? You see, your environment is either pulling you up or dragging you back. It's rarely neutral. If you surround yourself with people who challenge you, who push you, who expect more from you, something amazing happens. You start to rise. You stretch a little further. You think a little bigger. But if you spend your days with those who are content to coast, who make excuses, who would rather complain than improve, you find yourself shrinking to fit their expectations. I remember when I started making changes in my own life. One of the first things I had to do was look at who I was spending time with. Was I around people who were moving, growing, striving? Or was I hanging on to relationships that kept me comfortable, kept me small? Sometimes to move forward, you have to let go of old alliances. It's not always easy. Loyalty is a noble thing, but it has to be loyalty to your potential, not just to your past. People ask, what if I outgrow my friends? My answer is, that's the point. Growth isn't about leaving people behind in a spirit of arrogance, but sometimes you have to walk a different path to become who you're meant to be. You can love people from a distance, but you owe it to yourself to spend your best energy with those who pull you forward. Take inventory. Who are the encouragers in your life? Who are the challengers, the ones who see your potential and won't let you settle? And who are the anchors, the ones always reminding you of your limitations? Be grateful for all of them, but be wise about whose voice you allow to shape your direction. Now, if you want to accelerate your growth, find people who are already ahead. Seek out mentors, winners, people whose results you respect. Spend time with them, ask questions, observe their habits. If you can't meet them in person, read their books, listen to their talks, study their story. The fastest way to get better is to be around people who are already living at the level you want to reach. It's also important to remember, you don't have to be the smartest one in the room. In fact, you shouldn't be. If you're always the sharpest, you're probably in the wrong room. Surround yourself with those who make you reach, who make you think harder, who inspire you to become more. The choice is always yours. Your environment isn't something you inherit, it's something you create. Every day you get to decide who influences your thinking, your habits, your standards. Choose wisely, because over time, you will become like the people you spend the most time with. It's one of the great laws of life. So build your circle with intention. Find people who challenge you, who believe in your future, who remind you to keep getting better. Because at the end of the day, if you want to go far, you can't do it alone, and you definitely can't do it surrounded by anchors. Now, here's what's important. The urgency of evolution. It's easy to say, someday I'll get around to that. Someday I'll read that book. Someday I'll develop that skill, mend that relationship, get in shape, or change that habit. But the clock doesn't run on someday. Time slips by, and the longer you delay, the harder it becomes to catch up. See, improvement has to be a daily pursuit, not a distant wish. The future is being written right now by the choices you make today. Every day you postpone growth is a day you fall further behind. It's not always dramatic. Sometimes it's just a quiet drift. One day blends into the next. But pretty soon you look back and realize the gap has widened. The world kept moving, and you were standing still. I've met plenty of people with great intentions. They meant to learn, meant to change, meant to pursue something more, but life gets busy. Distractions show up, comfort creeps in, and suddenly that sense of urgency is gone. The opportunity that once looked so big and inviting now feels just out of reach. The window closes, the music fades. What's left is a little regret for not starting sooner. Here's what I learned. You can't afford to wait. Life doesn't slow down so you can catch up. Opportunities rarely announce themselves twice. When you see the chance to grow, you have to move. Sometimes before you feel ready. Sometimes before you have all the answers. The important thing is to get started. Start imperfectly. Start afraid. Start unsure. But start. The winners in life have a bias for action. They know that conditions will never be perfect. The path will never be fully clear, but progress favors those who move. It doesn't matter if you stumble. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. What matters is that you're in motion. Motion creates momentum. And momentum, once you've got it, can carry you further than you ever imagined. Ask yourself, what are you putting off? What have you been promising yourself you'll get around to? One of these days? Make it today. Make it now. Small steps taken today are worth more than grand plans that never leave the drawing board. The habit of daily improvement, even if it's just a little, compounds into extraordinary results over time. Remember, delay has a cost. The longer you wait, the more you have to unlearn, the more ground you have to make up. The world rewards urgency, the willingness to evolve, to adapt, to seize the moment. If you act with urgency, you become a person of action, a person others can count on, a person who's always ready when opportunity knocks. Don't let the years pass you by with nothing to show but intentions and plans. Turn urgency into your ally. Move on your goals today. Move on your growth today. Don't wait for permission or perfect timing, because the sooner you start, the sooner you'll catch up, and the further ahead you'll be. Let's finish with the best part of this whole journey, the reward of becoming more. When you commit to getting better, when you put in the work, face the discomfort, seek the feedback, practice with discipline, and surround yourself with the right people, life opens up in ways you couldn't have imagined. See, as you improve, your world expands. New doors appear where once there were only walls. Opportunities that seemed reserved for someone else start showing up in your life. People begin to notice, to trust, to invite you into bigger rooms, bigger conversations, bigger opportunities. It's a simple truth. The more you become, the more you attract. You start to develop confidence, not arrogance, but a quiet assurance that comes from earned ability. The confidence to walk into a challenge and say, I may not have all the answers, but I have what it takes to figure it out. Confidence isn't built on wishful thinking. It's built on preparation, on growth, on the quiet victories that nobody else sees but you. And as your confidence grows, so does your influence. People listen a little more closely. They respect your opinions, your efforts, your results. Respect follows the person who continues to evolve. Not because you've arrived, but because you never stop moving. The world loves improvement. The world rewards those who refuse to settle. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to keep moving forward. There's also a deep satisfaction that comes from knowing you didn't just let life happen to you. You shaped it. You built yourself up. You took the raw material of your abilities and turned it into something valuable, something lasting. That's a feeling no one can give you and no one can take away. And let's not forget, the better you get, the more you can help others. When you become more, you have more to share, more wisdom, more encouragement, more resources, more example. The greatest gift you can give the world is the example of a life committed to constant improvement. People notice, even if they don't say it out loud. You give them permission to grow too. Success at its core is simple. Keep improving or get left behind. The world's not waiting for anyone, but it's ready to reward those who decide to move, to grow, to stretch, to become. And those rewards aren't just money or titles, though those can come too. The real reward is who you become in the process. The real prize is the expanded life, the multiplied opportunities, the sense of purpose and pride that comes from knowing you gave it your all. So, decide today to get better, not someday, today. Build a life that gets bigger each year, not smaller. Choose the path of growth and let the rest fall away. Because at the end of the day, it's not about being the best in the world. It's about being the best version of yourself. Get better, and life gets better with you.